After a whirlwind year touring Australia with Questacon Smart Moves, Kirsten Gottschalk found her way back into astronomy at the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research in Perth, also known as ICRA. She gets to meet astronauts, talk about the world's biggest telescope, the Square Kilometre Array, build telescopes in the desert, and show off the gorgeous West Australian night sky to anyone that comes near. Part of her job is also babysitting the Skynet and communicating with its 7,500 members. Kirsten will be talking about citizen science platforms at Science Rewired.
ICRA is the International Centre for Radio Astronomy Research, and we just turned 3 years old on the 1st of September.
Oh.
And given our name, we're obviously about radio astronomy research and also other kinds of astronomy. So we were formed 3 years ago by basically combining together the University of Western Australia Astronomy Department with the Curtin University Astronomy Department to form one big centre. And then the state government gave us some extra funding. And our goal has been to increase the astronomy research capacity in Western Australia, do some really great stuff, and, of course, help towards the Square Kilometre Array.
Do you think that astronomy is entering a new age of popularity?
I think it's not really entering a new age of popularity. I think it never really stopped being popular. I haven't met anyone that says they don't like space. They may not understand the science behind it. They may not, they may go, wow, okay, astrophysics, astronomy, above me, but wow, look at that picture from the Hubble Space Telescope. I think everyone innately has some kind of fascination and appreciation for astronomy, whether it's just the artistic, beautiful side of it or the actual scientists sending rockets into space, telescopes, finding things that are really far away. I think it's always been interesting.
So even though the space race is not so much racy anymore.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the space race is over on. We might be starting a new one to get to Mars, who knows? But I think that astronomy has been going from strength to strength ever since. I mean, the moon landings happened obviously a while ago now, before I was alive, unfortunately. Yep. I wish I'd seen them. But we've still got really exciting things going on day to day. And of course, one of the upcoming things is the world's largest science experiment that we're building, this giant radio telescope that's going to be 10,000 times better than anything we've got at the moment. And that's happening now, and it's going to start construction in just 4 years. So there's exciting things that have been happening ever since.
What got you interested and engaged in astronomy in the first place?
I honestly don't remember. I know that sounds a little bit silly, but all I remember ever is being excited about space and interested in astronomy. You can ask my mum. I always used to tell her I was going to be an astronaut since I was tiny. And then, I got into high school and she's like, you haven't changed your mind about this astronaut business, Kirsten. Like, no, I'm studying astronomy. This is what's happening. And then I went and I studied astronomy. So I don't know what got me interested in the first place. I just know that I always loved it and pursued that quite strongly since I can remember.
I've been reading your blog, which is over at raspberryastro.wordpress.com. Are you surprised that it ended up being a career where you're not just looking up at the stars, but you're actually constructing instruments in order to make that possible? I mean, I've seen pictures of you with not only constructing all these radio astronomy elements, but taking photographs of the beautiful wildlife that's out there as well.
Look, not at all, honestly. I think if you'd asked me when I was in school, would I have ended up doing something like this, I may have disagreed and said, no, I'm going to space. I'm going to be an astronaut. But when I started studying astronomy, I did my four-year degree and I did my honours year, and I loved doing astronomy. But throughout my degree, I'd found the things that I really enjoyed, that really lit me up, was actually talking about it and telling everyone what I had learned and all of the exciting things I'd been doing to do with space, stars, everything. And so it was kind of a natural shift for me to move from being a professional astronomer into being a science communicator. And I think that perfect for me, and I would suggest perfect for other people as well, because I get to do such a variety of things. As you said, I not only get to deal with the astronomy that's happening and all of the research that's happening, all the exciting things we're discovering, but I also get to help construct and build amazing instruments. I get to meet amazing people from around the world, and I get to talk about all this all the time.
That's not so bad after all, yeah.
Okay. No, not at all.
Speaking of talking to people, citizen science is what you're going to be engaging with at Science Rewired, including whether or not it's viable or not. Can you give us a teaser about what you're going to talk about at Science Rewired?
Definitely. I'm going to be talking about a project that we started here at ICRA a year ago on Thursday, on the 13th, we turned 1 year old, called the Skynet. And it's a citizen science project in that we are enlisting the help of people to help us process our radio astronomy data. So astronomy is a very data-heavy science, and we just have so much that needs to be done and not enough computing resources to do it. And so I'll be talking about the Skynet and how we've built that up over the last year and the success that we've had by just putting it out there and saying, we need your help. Are you interested? And seeing that amazing response come back in.
So Skynet isn't actually a Terminator reference.
Well, it is a Terminator reference.
I was wondering about that.
A giant distributed computer that processes data, but it's not artificially intelligent. And if you ignore its Twitter account, it isn't alive. So we haven't actually created something that's going to doom us all, but we have created a Skynet, a network of computers that's processing data from the sky.
Brilliant, brilliant. Oh, I look forward to learning more about it. Thanks so much.
No worries.